540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Milwaukee-based workers are feeling some impact from layoffs at Molson Coors. According to the Milwaukee Business Journal, the company says they've eliminated around 400 positions last year in the Americas division, which includes Milwaukee. The brewer reported nearly $29 million in severance costs in the fourth quarter. While the Business Journal didn't report how many local jobs are lost, Molson Coors says its total workforce dropped to about 16,200 people at the end of last year. A wind advisory for today. Forecasters say northwest winds could hit 30 miles an hour with gusts up to 45 through mid-afternoon. That means drivers, especially those in trucks or SUVs, should be ready for some tough travel. We'll get a look at the latest coming up in the forecast. Family of the man shot and killed by Milwaukee police earlier this month say the shooting was excessive. Joshua Whippert was shot during a February 3rd chase in which police say he didn't listen to commands and drop his weapon. The 38-year-old was a felon and prohibited from having a weapon. He fled a traffic stop over registration issues, first by car, then on foot, with police saying he gripped a firearm the whole way. The family tells WISN12 he shouldn't have run, but says the gunfire went too far, especially after he tossed the weapon. Two officers are on leave while investigators review the case. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. A Waukesha man will serve 7 years in prison for hitting and killing a tow truck driver on Christmas Eve in 2024. Christopher Sponholz made a guilty plea for hitting and killing 40-year-old Hussein Farhat on I-94 near Sawyer Road. Farhat was loading a disabled car at the time. Tow truck drivers rallied after the crash to push slow-down laws. They were successful. Move-over laws have now been expanded to cover disabled vehicles, too. Milwaukee is rolling out a special bus to spread the word on kidney disease prevention. The effort, according to MCTS, is meant to spotlight the issue in which Black Americans face three times the risk of kidney failure compared to white Americans. Mayor Cavalier Johnson unveiled the wrapped MCTS bus yesterday, saying it'll hit every neighborhood as a reminder that health matters for all. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
A new deal for Murphy. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Milwaukee Brewers have signed manager Pat Murphy to a new 3-year contract extension after leading the team to the playoffs the past two seasons. The Brewers host the Cleveland Guardians tomorrow afternoon at 2:10 in their first Cactus League action. Murphy asked what positions are open competitions.
I mean, I'd like to say everywhere, but we've got some guys that have the right it factor, you know, that what we have to do is keep them hungry.
At the Winter Olympics, the U.S. women's hockey team beat Canada 2-1 to win the gold medal. Former Badgers Hillary Knight scored late in the third period to send the game into overtime.
We came out a little slow in the first, started to pick up momentum in the second, the third. When you have a one goal deficit against Canada, great team, you have to find the back of the net. You can also run out of time against a great team. So fortunate that we have an amazing squad to be able to get the job done.
NBA, the Bucks back in action tonight against the Pelicans in New Orleans with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy skies tonight and breezy with low temperatures in the mid to upper 20s. On Saturday, partly sunny with highs in the mid 30s. It'll be a bit colder on Sunday with a few light snow showers in the morning. High temps in the lower 30s. Right now, it's 30.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.